It's bright and sunny on the Sonoma coast as Anna Weinstein points out some medium-sized black birds flitting past.
So far, we've seen six black oyster catchers here at Bodega Head. This is really optimal habitat for black oyster catchers. There's places for them to both nest and feed.
The birds, whose calls are as distinctive as their bright orange bills, don't mind the intensely gusting wind, but it hinders our efforts to spot a known active nesting site on a rocky point just offshore.
The scope's going to be shaking around a lot in the wind, which kind of makes everybody seasick.
Inside, out of the wind, Weinstein, the Marine Program Director for Audubon, California, explains why these birds are important.
They are one of six species that comprise the Rocky Intertidal Guild, and the black oyster catcher in particular is considered a keystone species. They have a disproportionate impact on the ecosystem for the numbers that occur because they're voracious predators on limpets, snails, mussels. And so where there are black oyster catchers, you'll see a different marine community than where there aren't black oyster catchers.
Despite those impacts, these birds are not numerous. Weinstein participated in the 2011 survey that found fewer than 20,000 oyster catchers worldwide, with as much as a quarter of that population in California. Audubon is now coordinating a network of citizen scientists who are monitoring the oyster catchers' nesting patterns and breeding success rates. One of them is Diane Hitchwa, who watches the 10 miles of coastline at the Sea Ranch, where they typically see 12 to 16 nesting pairs.
This year, so far, we have found 11 nests, and we've got another four that we're watching carefully, but they seem to be a little bit later than usual.
It could be related to a change in the ocean temperature, or possibly a lingering effect from last winter's El Nino. But Hitchwa says a part of their work is to chart such changes, including where the nests are built.
They nest pretty close to the high tide line, typically on a rock island near but offshore. And if the water levels change, they're going to have to move their nest.
That takes a trained eye, says Weinstein, because unlike the oyster catchers themselves, their nests are well camouflaged.
Their nests and eggs and young chicks are what's called cryptic. They blend in well with the surroundings. The nests are comprised of little shells and pebbles, and they're very hard to spot. The eggs themselves are sort of modeled to match the rocks that the eggs occur on. And then the chicks themselves are quite mottled, and they're very, very hard to spot. They don't get black until they get older and more able to defend themselves against predators.
Even with that natural protection, this is not a species that reproduces rapidly.
Black oyster catchers actually have a pretty low nest success rate, less than one chick per pair, or way less often. Now, these birds live a long time, up to 40 years, which is very unusual for a shorebird. So that low productivity is probably just fine for such a long-lived species that has many, many opportunities to nest.
Weinstein notes that it helps the birds appear to mate for life, and they stay close to and vigorously defend their territory together. Oh, and despite their name, they don't actually catch or eat oysters, although some of their European cousins apparently do. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.